Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm happy that he hit the grand slam and then he hit the three-run home run and they won the game. I'm obviously happy about that. It's like, man, come on, you guys. Like, listen, I got nothing against Donovan Peoples-Jones. But if I go down this list of Browns players, you tell me Donovan Peoples-Jones is more popular than... It can't just be because he plays for the Browns, right?
I'm just surprised that you, of all people, are surprised by this.
I can't believe I'm saying this, and you're not the one. It's supposed to be a three-sports town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, for sure.
I'm doing this.
Yeah, but Naylor's the wrong guy for this because he just hasn't played that many games. So why
can
would
we revisit this as time goes on?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like I need two home runs like this and eight RBIs at the end of the game in the last three at bats. It's not like I need that to validate him. But I mean, my God, he does play with a certain
Augusto.
Intensity. Yeah, and when I say intensity, I mean he looks deranged when he is out there and the celebration. And then yesterday, he calms himself down. I just went and watched the interview with Andre afterwards on Bally's, and people are tweeting at Andre going, is he okay? Is he mentally stable? Because now it's the highs and the lows because he goes and does that interview and he is like sedated. So you almost wonder like what's going through his mind, and people are tweeting this at Andre like, is he okay? And I'm like, yeah, he just came off a cliff of emotion, and now he's being asked to do an interview, which he probably just does not want to do after he had that kind of emotional return and those emotional moments that he had towards the end of the game.
I mean, how far down this list of Browns do I have to get before I get Josh Naylor? All right, Jordan Elliott.
I don't think you want to go.
No, Josh Naylor ahead of Jordan Elliott?
Yeah, no, yeah, I think he's ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, it's one of Andrew Berry's picks. I mean, I could sit here and make troll arguments all I want if I wanted to, huh? Grant Delpit or Josh Naylor?
I don't think you're going to like where we come away with this.
Anthony Walker or Josh Naylor?
I don't.
John Johnson III or Josh Naylor?
Keep going.
Baker Mayfield doesn't even play for the Browns anymore.
Yeah, keep going.
Johnny Manziel or Josh Neff? We're just going to go with old Browns. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah?
Another one.
Jacob Phillips. Come on.
Naylor's more popular than Jacob Phillips.
How are you sitting there in silence over there? Please. Please. Jacob Phillips over Josh Naylor. Anthony.
I mean, if Naylor just needs to play more games, Ken,
oh my God.
Then
really?
We can,
I can't believe
then we can
you.
Realistically put him on
you're
a list.
Because
you of all people know that the Browns have this hold over fans that they go to training camp and they watch a guy do two jumping jacks and are like, he's going to have a big year. So obviously they're going to pick Browns.
Your cynicism has made you even more strident in this argument against me, which you should be backing me up. You should say, yes, Josh Naylor is a bigger figure in Cleveland than Jacob Phillips.
No, I just think Naylor is so young.
This Change team, the line, it's the Phillips line.
Ronnie Harrison.
Yeah, this team, because we were fighting with so many fans about just how relevant the team could possibly be, well, this is a way to become relevant. This is a way to grab a hold. And even if most fans were sleeping last night, they're going to wake up. And I'm seeing fans on Twitter go, oh, my God, how did they do that? How did they come from behind and win? And so eventually, yeah, we get into the summer and they're the only thing going. And you're watching these games and going to the ballpark. Yes, that could change.
Maybe I should crawl before I walk. Maybe the Browns are the wrong target for it. maybe the Cavs are the wrong target for it. Just with other Guardians, I'm going to get to the phones here, all right? Jose, no. Bieber, no. No. No, no, no. Okay. Miles Straw.
I think people are learning, just they're meeting Miles Straw, too. They don't really know Miles Straw.
McKenzie. Sticks.
Yeah, he's very identifiable.
Fran Mil Reyes. So, yes.
Yeah.
Fran Mil Reyes, yeah. Above.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, right.
Stop just, looking I at think Kwan.
Just because that start was like an all-timer. I think people started Googling, who is this guy? How did we get him? What's the deal?
Strong CLE fan. He's definitely more popular than Sendejo.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have that going for me. I know there's times I know I'm fighting a losing argument. I just didn't know it was going to be this much of a losing argument. That's all. Willie McGinnis or Josh Naylor? Okay. Chris and Medina, hello.
Morning, fellas.
Hi.
The only person on the Guardians that you're going to be able to put up against anybody on the Browns is going to be Ramirez. He's been a perennial MVP candidate, and that's the problem that you're facing. You don't have anybody on the Guardians who has been perennially good. You can't even say Bieber because he's been hurt so often.
Well, I mean, there's several names, Chris. I agree with you. But if we're going from top down, Miles Chubb, Ward, Newsom, Cooper, JOK, Teller. I would even put Teller above him, yes. Hunt, yeah. Njoku, maybe Wills is above him. Maybe is Jack Conklin above him? Is Jack Conklin above him? I mean, he's been hurt too. Maybe he is.
I would put Ramirez at four in the big three Cleveland sports. I think whoever the Browns quarterback is going to be number one. You got Chubb, you got Myles Garrett, and then you got Ramirez. You can put a DG and you can put the Fro in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
but everybody else is going to be a Brown.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Well, it just lends itself to that, obviously. And you know what? That wasn't the case when the Indians were in the World Series. And the following year, you know, making a big run and they're all in. I think there were a ton of those players. Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller was as popular as anybody.
That's true.
And
for sure.
And it didn't take long.
You can jump in and jump out. I mean, Josh Naylor could have a really good season, then we can never hear from him again. And we could say, well, okay, in 5 years or next year, I could always say Josh Naylor's not there. That's
and
fine.
Depending what he does this year, he could move up the list
and
exponentially.
Lima's been very disagreeable with me on this. I have been a staunch defender of Browns first for a lot of people because I'm thinking, hey, I could have more balance with the three teams. But if the three teams are bad at the same time, then you can have a lot of just apathy there. Which if you feel very strongly about one of your teams, then the whole thing about rising tides lifts all boats and everything like that. Okay, when the Browns are better and people are very stronger about the Browns, I think that there is a stronger microscope on the other two teams. And I think we tend to be more excited about the other two teams if the Browns are really good or the Browns are really interesting. I think when the Browns are really bad, and that's been more often than not since we've been on air, hopefully that's going to change here for a specific long amount of time, I think then we do over-excite on the other teams, and it helps. It helps the former Indians, now Guardians. It helps the Cavs when they had LeBron, when they didn't have LeBron. Now that they have Darius Garland and Evan Mobley, I think it helps. So it's okay to me for there to be one team that, yes, does have every single tentacle in the town, and the other ones go after it.
And plus,
that's fine with me.
I have to say, too, that the problem that baseball always has, and especially now in comparison to the other sports, is when you go to a game, how many at-bats are – if you're going to the game to go see Josh Naylor, how many at-bats? You get five, right? Yeah,
and then if he's –
You have a good game, you get five.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
If the team has a good game.
It's just, you know, basketball, the ball's in your hands. If you're the quarterback or the running back, you know, you're just getting so many more opportunities. And yes, baseball's every day, so that's the one leg up baseball has over the other sports is it's every day. But right now we know their popularity.
Almost a losing thing, though, for them, too, is that it's every day. And by June, you're like, the season's just barely halfway done.
Right, and it's, look, the 95 Indians, 96, 97, 98, you know, all the way up 2001, you know, the difference was those guys were doing such special things. Yeah, if Naylor's doing more special things, he'll have a shot. But it's just way too soon.
Kevin in Olmsted Falls, hello.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, doing well.
I listen to you every morning, Ken, and I'm shocked you're struggling this bad. Because this is a layup, man. This is People's Jones all day over Naylor. And I'll tell you, the biggest reason I tell you, I am your audience for talking about the Joe Blows of the world and the average guy. Nobody's watching Naylor on Tuesday nights on Bally Sports. No one. And everyone is glued to that TV every Sunday. That opening clip, you came out of break. Was that against the Bengals, I think?
It was.
I couldn't even tell you what number Naylor wears.
So what about if Austin Hooper was still in the Browns and everybody didn't like Austin Hooper at the end of it? Would he be a more popular, well-liked figure than Josh Naylor?
I would take it a step further. Yes. The answer would be yes. And I could tell you, if you go out on the street right now, most people could tell you what team Hooper played for before and what his contract status was when we
brought
him.
You're right about that. That's a base.
Bigger than Naylor.
That's a baseball problem, though. That's not a Naylor problem. That's not a Guardians. If it is a baseball problem, it is a Guardians problem. But I don't think it should be a Naylor problem. I don't fault Josh Naylor because baseball hasn't been able to get its head out of its ass for the last 10 years. I don't blame him for that, Kevin. I see where you're coming from. I understand. But I just – the baseball problem, I don't know if he can help that.
No, you're right. And I think that's what it comes down to. I think this is a symptom of the problem that baseball and the Guardians are faced right now.
Mm-hmm.
They need to find a better way to get Naylors of the world in average Joe's laps on a more regular basis. And it's not happening the way they bring it to market, not in my opinion.
Kevin, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I can't deny truth. It just bothers me a little bit. That's all. Like, there's guys on the Browns that absolutely deserve to be ahead, and there's playmakers and things like that. There's guys on the Cavaliers who deserve to be ahead. But I find Josh Naylor a remarkably entertaining player. When I say entertaining, I mean good and bad. Some of the things he did last year at the beginning of the year were hilariously bad, and then he makes hilariously great plays like he did yesterday when he had 8 RBIs, for crying out loud, and 2 home runs, one of them being a grand slam.
Is last night something like and I know it's so tough to do this day of or the day after.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it.
Yeah, for sure. But I want to try to add context to what happened last night because it is just one of 162, but I'll never forget that Mariners comeback. I'll never forget that. Does last night have a chance to be that? Or have anything to do with that, or is it a different era? Is it a different time?
I think it's the time of year. I really think it's the time of year. I don't even know if it's the era. I think it's really the time of day or the time of the calendar. 216-578-0092. I'll explain more of that. And I don't think the fans have changed. I don't think the fans have changed that terribly much. I just think we have more cameras. Again, it's the same conversation we had 3 weeks ago. What is it? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We don't give athletes, I wonder if it's because there's just so many of them every year now, we don't give athletes enough credit for coming back from these injuries, and his especially was gruesome the way that you watch it, and of course they show replays of it, and that was one of those where I'm like, can't watch.
It's a very Sid Justice injury.
But I don't know, and maybe I don't know how much athletes should be given credit because they're getting paid a ton of money. They have the best resources. You know, some of them do end up going with their own doctor and going on their own away from the team. Sometimes you don't see them for a while, but it still can't be easy. Like even Odell Beckham, when we were joking about him on the treadmill, and obviously Odell has more resources than just about than you or I.
Oh, after his unsuccessful surgery?
Well, then, yeah, then we found out later it was unsuccessful, even though he still came back faster.
Well, wait a minute. Is he living?
Yes.
Then it's successful surgery.
Yeah, that is what we've learned.
It's your opinion.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm not a doctor.
Like this, you almost take for granted. Take it for granted because so many of these guys just come back and they look normal. They look normal every single time. Like when you think about Kevin Durant and the amount of injuries that he's come back from, it's like, yeah, just get back on the floor. And then if you don't succeed, we're like, what the hell's wrong with you, KD? What an embarrassing loss. It's like, actually, not only did he come back from a series of big-time injuries, he had another injury this year. But we don't care anymore because so many guys come back that we expect it. We expect you to come back from the injuries and be just as good, if not better.
That's true. And I will say, now, I have a special spot with Naylor with me because last year there were people who did not take it seriously. They thought I was making some sort of a gag or a side-eyed snap at the Cleveland Indians, formerly the Indians, but they were the Indians last year. Like, because I was like, Josh Naylor's the most entertaining player in baseball. I'm entertained by Josh Naylor. I watch Guardians games. That's what I watch. So the team they're playing against is how I judge baseball. Because we're not going to watch the other teams. The Guardians are on, I'm watching the Guardians. That's how it works. So when they play the White Sox, which they play 19 times a game, or 19 times a year, and I see Tim Anderson to me is one of the most entertaining players in baseball because I see more Tim Anderson than I would see of a lot of other guys. So when I see Josh Naylor every day, and I see the hair, and I see where he goes up when he doesn't wear gloves, and he's just a wild man out there, whether good or bad, I've seen Josh Naylor do stupid, silly things out there on the field. I'm going, I want to spend money on that guy. I'm dead serious. Like, I will take my son to see Josh Naylor play.
He plays like he cares.
Yes. Yes.
Imagine that, right?
And I have fun watching Josh Naylor. Good bet. When he went right through the stop sign, I laughed my ass off last year. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. They could have taken every single third base coach they've ever had and lined them up, and he was running through all of them last year. I love that. It makes me laugh, and it makes me enjoy him more. And when he does great things, it makes me enjoy him even more. You have 8 RBI. You get done, you throw your helmet, cuss out everybody. You're my guy.
Josh Naylor's had a play in the bottom of the ninth last night where now Jose made a great stop, right? And he throws it over. Naylor stretches out the way he stretches and then the way he just rolls back to his butt afterwards. Is just it's not something that you see your typical baseball player.
Yes.
Everything is max effort.
Yes. Dave Zast at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with Diamond Dave. Let me get to you guys. Joe in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, Ken, Anthony. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Between the DPJ and Josh Naylor debate, you know, I guess being a lifelong Cleveland fan for over 50 years, my view's more skewed towards the baseball team. And I don't know, what's DPJ really done? I mean, he's an up-and-coming guy, I get it, but Josh Naylor's the same. He was hurt. He's kind of, you know, a fan favorite because of the injury and their sentimental value there. I don't understand what the debate really is.
Well, my feeling was the same way, Joe. It's just, I'm just disappointed. I know the truth. I knew the truth going into the argument. Like, there's times, and Joe, thank you, the connection's a little weird right now, but thank you very much for the call. I felt a little bit slighted just by mentioning it and hearing DPJ in the same sentence because I see Josh Naylor just about every day. But when I see Donovan Peoples-Jones, who was somebody brought up like, hey, He made the catch for Baker Mayfield final game or final play against Cincinnati. He had the great game against Tennessee. And I'm like, okay, what else? What up? But there's so few games in the NFL as compared to baseball. Like, Josh Naylor could go out there tonight and go 0 for 5 and have the golden sombrero for all we know. And I'm going to get ripped tomorrow. I don't have a chance to get ripped. If I say great things about Donovan Peoples-Jones week one, if he goes out there and scores 2 touchdowns and has 100 yards receiving in week one, and he goes out there and has 10 yards receiving and 1 catch in week two, there's other things that we get upset about and we get worked up about. I don't have to see Donovan Peoples-Jones ripping the next week. There's a week in between. So you have a week to enjoy the good stuff. Josh Naylor could go out there and suck up the room today and tomorrow, and by Wednesday morning, I'm going to get a bunch of nasty stuff. That's the way that works.
Yeah, isn't it also incredible? Another thing we take for granted oftentimes, just the way that this front office makes trades, and then we lament the trades right away because it's always a guy that's performing and has given us great production, and it's a name we know and we familiarize ourselves with, and get ready because I hate to say it, it's probably going to be Shane Beamer next, and we're all going to get mad, and then we'll forget that we made a Mike Clevenger trade that got us Naylor, Owen Miller, Cal Quantrill, and Arias. Think about that. Think about running away with a trade to that extent. And they also got Hedges in that deal, too. But we get mad about all these trades every time, and we call the Dolans cheap, and we say, oh, you're never going to keep any of these great players or these fan favorite players. And then it just, that one wasn't even that long ago. That Clevenger trade, it wasn't
Clevenger's
like that was.
Clevenger's played 5 games since then.
That's it?
He played 4 and then got hurt, missed a whole season last year. He played his first game in over a year against us last week.
I mean, it wasn't like that trade was 5 years ago and we had to wait all this time. It's like, okay, fine, you know, great. I get it. Prospects are going to be great. This is like immediately.
And now you have your starting catcher,
right?
One of the best hitters on the team, and Owen Miller right now.
One of the most clutch hitters in the bigs.
Right. And a guy like Josh Naylor who does everything we've been saying.
One more, then I want to get to this fan argument here. Aramis in West Park, yellow.
Can you agree to one thing, that we've got potentially two of the more interesting players in Major League right now that just don't fit the bill of looking like that baseball player, like that guy? You know what I mean? Like, when these guys go up to bat and they do something, you're almost smiling. Like, holy crap, how does Ramirez continue to hit home runs? You know what I mean? The guy is, I don't know, I'm short. You know what I mean? My height, maybe a little bit taller. I don't know, dude. I mean, that's what makes him relatable to me. I love him my dad, he's an old Francisco Lindor freaking fanboy, you know, from Puerto Rico, followed him. When he moved to New York, he was upset. And then when the Guardians changed over, he definitely stopped watching, which used to be something I used to sit down religiously do, watch baseball with my dad, the Indians. I haven't watched the game this year with the old man. He's 83 years old. But thanks to freaking Ramirez, on occasion, I'll catch him peeking. You know what I mean? And thanks to Naylor, on occasions, I'll catch him peeking, even though he tells me he's not watching.
Well, if they keep it up, Aramis, I'll tell you
hopefully
this.
Hopefully they keep it up, brother, because I don't know. They're fun to watch.
Well, if they keep it up, hopefully.
And with a name like that, I'm not introducing anybody to that guy, man. my family.
Aramis, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. Hopefully if they keep it up, then he'll continue to peek, and then maybe he'll just watch again. Dave Zastittle coming up at 8. You think it's more the fans or the players who have changed? I saw Chris Paul, the family thing, where what people were trying to give. The fans said it all started with trying to give hugs, which people don't want hugs. Don't give them hugs.
Right now? Yeah, I mean, that's it.
I just don't know if you want strangers hugging you. Unless a big play has been made and you win, I don't know if you want strangers hugging you. Mm-hmm. And so Mark Cuban has put out his statement. I guess those fans aren't allowed back in the building until the start of the 2023 season or until 2023, so I mean, they've been banned from the arena for a while there.
Yeah, something tells me there was a little more going on there than hugs to get that kind of a reaction.
I'm sure there were.
Out of the entire family and Chris Paul.
Now, we went over this a few weeks ago, and it's a little difficult when it hits you right home. Now we're a third party. We're watching from afar here between the Suns and Mavericks fans in this juncture and Chris Paul's family. Chris Paul was very upset. Very upset. Do you think that we've done this? Not in this way. We've talked about fan behavior before. Do you think fans have changed more, or do you think the players have changed more? Because I've always said, well, we have more phones, when all the phones have cameras now, so we see more of this, but which side has changed more?
Yeah, it seems to me that the fans are just more brazen than they've ever been. It just seems like they are willing – to try different things, a chance to go viral. We saw it not only just those fans that were trying to make a statement. That's been going on for years at different events, not just sports, but the women trying to glue themselves in a protest to the floor. But also, I watched a video from this weekend's UFC, and this drunk young woman, she might have been like 23 years old, she's sitting there, you know, talking into a phone. Somebody's interviewing her, like, or one of her buddies, and she's like, I'm going to do it as soon as the security guard moves. And then the minute the security guard moves, she books it, jumps onto the octagon platform, and gets thrown, I mean, tossed down by security.
Did you send this to the group? I haven't seen this.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. And she gets absolutely thrown down to the ground immediately, and then, of course, she's taken away and probably arrested. And so I don't think that attempt is happening nearly as much before you had the opportunity to have some viral fame. I just think that's all that is.
And that UFC incident, she was looking at that, you know, the people that she was being interviewed, like, she was looking for, like, okay, go.
Yeah.
She's looking for that support, like, go. And then she went ahead, got that okay, and spread it away.
We've always had, we had Morgana the Kissing Bandit. Kids, if you're old enough, go ahead and Google that. We've had...
Len Barker was happy to see her.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he wasn't alone. And I'm sure they went and saw each other after. But I'm just telling you that this has been...
Wow.
This seems to me like it's every event now. It's every event somebody is trying to get some sort of weird notoriety. And it's every single event now. Or what can I say, not just to rattle the cages of the opposing team, but what can I say to make a memorable moment for the people around me or for the team that I'm close to?
But you're not, as the fan, and this is where I've said that I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be because we have more cameras. So I don't think we have more security than we've ever had, but we also have more cameras than we've ever had. So we see more because we have social media now, where this spreads like wildfire. I said back in the day, if somebody rushed the floor at Cleveland Arena and a Cavs-Celtics game in 1973, it might have been a footnote in the Cleveland Press or Plain Dealer, or it wasn't even written about at all. You know, Danny Coughlin might have thought this isn't worth it and would have left it out, something like that. Now, I don't need writing. I can see it right there on social media. Somebody's going to do it. Or it's like what you just described, because I just watched this video while you were talking. I was listening to you. This was a setup. This was, I'm going to be famous on TikTok. I'm going to go do this. I can't do anything about that. Now, what you just described isn't wrong, but it's the wrong thing to do. The memory isn't some fan assing off and being an idiot and trying to make other people laugh. The memory is watching the game. That's what the memory is supposed to be. That's what they're for. The players provide the entertainment. I am there to be entertained. The players are the one that leave the lasting memory there. I'm not there to do shtick and stand up with the section that's around me. I'm there to watch the game like everybody else. Now, what you also said, and I do think that there is a difference here as well, where everybody believes they're famous. Everybody becomes a public figure until they actually become a public figure. Then everybody gets sued. Everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be public on this stuff. Is there something where some of the fans who sit close, like there's almost like a jealousy of players? Like, hey, you're sitting close. Those are very expensive seats. I assume you're successful. I assume in whatever you do well. Why can't you just stay being well as, I don't know, lawyer, doctor, whatever it might be, whatever high-paying gig you got, and let the players have their high-paying gig and do what they're supposed to do on the floor, which is to entertain. That's all it is one great big entertainment business, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, pro soccer, whatever it is.
Yeah, but yeah, Kenny, I'm not saying this wasn't. This is always happening. People are noting on Twitter that at Municipal Stadium, imagine having cameras. There's no doubt this has always been going on, and especially fueled by alcohol at games or before games and maybe after games. No doubt. It's always been going on. But to the degree that you can get some modicum of fame by having a moment or having, you know, just a back and forth with an athlete, I just think that's fueling the instances of this happening more. And I think the athletes are saying, we're just not going to sit here and take it anymore.
Well, I don't think they have to. But I also think that there needs to be very strong punishment for anything that happens this way to dissuade anybody doing this. Because I can't foresee people trying to make themselves TikTok famous by trying to rush a UFC cage and then getting thrown off the UFC cage the way that this young lady did. She was lushed up, seems like she was lushed up, and should have known better. That is something I never foresaw years ago. 216-578-0092, who's changed more? People have put it on the players. Have the fans change more? Have the players change more? We'll get to you guys next. Dave Zastidel, 8 o'clock on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan. You want a hot button issue for the podcast right after the show?
Go ahead.
I got an idea. I'll tell you when we get to the podcast. It's a very hot button issue. You will get bleep you tweets during the podcast. Right after the show, 92.3 The Fan Extra. Save it in your phone. Away you go. You're going to love it. Trust me. Or you're going to hate it. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. Well, Extend isn't an Odyssey
right.
station.
That's why you
but,
say on the Odyssey.
All right, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Odyssey app. There you go. There it is.
I was saying, does a game like last night not make you absolutely want to watch tonight, no matter what?
I was going to bring this up at the end of the show. Let me ask you. If you're the White Sox, I think you do what you have to watch tonight. But if you're the White Sox, that video has been circulating all night, and it will be circulating all day. I mean, if Ozzie Guillen's the manager, you beat him. Tony La Russa is the manager. Do you beat him?
Oh, they're definitely pitching him inside. I mean, they're not gonna throw meatballs over the plate.
Was this an unspoken baseball rule?
That's what I'm kind of wondering here.
Well, Tony, who would know more about unspoken baseball rules than Tony La Russa?
He knows him from the early 1900s,
right.
The
yes,
aughts, when he first started managing.
So when I'm looking at this, I think, like, is it ever right to hurt anybody on purpose? No, not in our world, but baseball rules are different world rules. Do you beat them?
Which is always such a funny...
If you were the White Sox, would you beat them?
Think of how insane... I just know it's part of the baseball lore, but... Just imagine, like, okay, our team got victimized yesterday. How do we get him back? We go inside and maybe hurt him.
We're going to beat him. No, you don't go inside. You beat
him. Think about that. Think about how insane that is. I guess it carries over to the other sports. I mean, we've seen guys hurt like crazy in basketball of all sports lately.
NASCAR.
But
getting your receipt,
but
brother.
But just think about it. Think about when you really distill it down to the basic parts. The guy beat us yesterday. Today, we hurt him.
Absolutely.
You beating him?
So his...
Owen said beat him.
His last two at-bats, he hit a grand slam and then a three-run homer. If there's one guy on base and he has a chance at a two-run homer next, beating him for sure. I am not going to hit that. I'm not getting in that, grand slam home run of grand slam.
But in a weird
runs.
Way, it's a sign of respect.
Oh, yeah.
That they know that obviously he knows he got to them. But was there a crazy bat flip yesterday When he
someone said there was
one. I don't know which home run it was, but he did throw his bat pretty hard.
And you know how we feel about this. This show is decidedly
pro bat flip.
Pro bat Chuck.
They had to call a structural engineer for his helmet toss.
Yeah. Oh, he decimated that helmet against the back of the clubhouse or against the back of the dugout. It was awesome.
Jim Correo. Oh, Naylor's definitely going to plug tonight. I'll bet on it.
If
ridiculous.
If you're Josh Naylor, are you a little upset if they don't throw inside on the first one? Like, they don't respect me.
Is that not respect? Like, you just think I did it by accident here? Is that it? Is that a sign of respect that Josh Naylor has to wear it?
Yeah,
first at bat in the game tonight.
I think so.
Oh, I know I'm staying up for this. Denver versus the Rams, Christmas Day, 4:30 CBS and Nickelodeon. There you go. Another one's been announced. These aren't leaks. These are announcements.
There's going to be three Christmas Day games, so that's one of them. Is there going to be one at 1 o'clock, you think? Are they going to space them out? Are they going to stagger them like they did?
1, 4:30 at nighttime, just like they do on Thanksgiving. All the holidays belong to the NFL. They're all 4th of July. They're going to play NFL football
Memorial
on 4th
Day.
Of July. Yep. Hey, fans or players, which ones change more? I think the fans.
Oh, you agree with me?
Yeah.
On this? I thought you were going to say that the players were being thin-skinned and this was getting to them more.
No, I think there's...
You don't think players seeing it every day on social media? They didn't... They've always known that fans did the trash talking, right? They went to the arenas and the fans were talking to them. Fans sent them letters and things like that, but they had a chance to escape from it. Unless you're just not on social media,
there's a lot of times where we say it. 99% of the people who say crazy, nasty things to us on Twitter wouldn't say it in real life. And that's not a threat. It's just we're living in a society. Twitter is a fake place, not real. It's where a lot of people go to hide and espouse crazy things, crazy opinions. They wouldn't do that. To an athlete, I think social media is just an extension of that, the extension of what they are at on the floor. It's still a fantasy world. For a fan, there's still that invisible wall between player and fan, and fans don't know until it's too late, until things get real. I mean, that is, for all the crazy, nasty things I could think of to say about Steph Curry, Steph Curry's 6'4", and in much better shape than me. And frankly, if Steph Curry wanted to come in here and end me physically, he probably could. He probably could. But I don't see it that way shouting at my TV or when I'm in the safety of the lower bowl at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse because there's security and I wouldn't rush the court or start anything physical with him. But yeah, fans will yell at him in his general direction. They don't think that anything bad is going to happen. For us, it's different. It's a society. For them, it's just a continuation of things. We'll get back to this coming up in a bit. Also, if you were this guy's neighbor, would you say anything bad about it? That coming up. Who and what? That coming up. Dave Zastadil is going to join us next. Former Browns punter. How tough is it to kick in the stadium? And what would he do about Baker Mayfield, where Mike Florio, who will join us at 9, said that this basically comes down to treating players like human beings. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.